Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. The shar'i status of a beard. All the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam kept beards and none of them shaved it, nor did they keep fine stubble on their faces. All the imma, that is all the imams and the scholars of Islam, unanimously regard the growing of a beard as wajib. The beard is an adornment for a man. Shaving a beard is in fact opposing the natural system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and disturbing the natural order of things is one of the ways whereby Shaitan has vowed to mislead man. This fact is articulated in Surah An-Nisa in the Quran. The beard is also regarded amongst the shi'ar, that is, the salient features of our religion, but sadly influences has led us to abandon the natural, perfect system of Allah. Abandoning this great sunnah would deprive one of attaining the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wadda'imai mujtahideen, that is the four imams, have said about the beard. Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayhi writes, it is compulsory to trim the mustache and lengthen the beard. Allama Shokani rahmatullah alayhi writes that the Persians were in the habit of trimming the beard. Islam prohibits us from this practice and commands us to lengthen the beard. The Hanbali school of thought also declares it haram to trim and shave the beard. And in his famous Al-Itqan, it is written that it is haram to shave the beard. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has also expressed the same sentiments in his Kitabul Umm. He writes, shaving the beard is haram according to all the a'imma, that is the great scholars of Islam, of the Muslim Ummah and the Mujtahideen, that is Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.